2094.
This is an application for an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a cemetery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.774 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of Round Pole Bridge Road, approximately 1.23 miles northeast of Cave Neck Road. The 911 address is 15584 Walkabout Lane, Milton. The tax parcel is a portion of District 235, Map 21, Parcel 163.01. Staff would note that submitted into the record is a staff analysis, a survey, the results from the DLDOT service level evaluation, which did not require a TIS, and comments from the Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
Anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Harold Dukes with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here on behalf of my client, Robert J. Downs. He is the owner of this property. Mr. Downs is from an old Sussex County family. He's been here for a number of generations, many generations. In fact, his father was born in a farmhouse in Angola by the Bay. And it was his request that they start a family cemetery. This farm was purchased years ago, and about 7.77 acres, or a seventh of an acre, I guess, or maybe it's three-quarters of an acre, has been set aside for a family cemetery. The Downs family has kept this property in their family. That's been part of a trust. Now it's owned solely by my client, Mr. Downs. His father died in September 2, 2014. By recognition, perhaps you'll remember that he had Downs Ground Maintenance, and he used to come here before you all with a fellow by the name of Wayne Hudson. You saw the two of them together a lot. You saw him in the stores and things. Well, Mr. Downs has subsequently passed away, and in that regard, one of his last wishes was that a cemetery be created on this family farm, and they keep it forever. So in that regard, I'd like to go ahead and introduce his son, Robert Downs, so he can speak.
Hi, Robert Downs, 15584 Walkabout Lane in Milton, Delaware. Excuse me, I'm a little nervous. As Mr. Duke said, it was my father's wish to be buried on the property, and he always talked about doing this process himself. He spoke about that with my brother and I. It's my wish to follow out his, you know, final request, and that's why I'm having this, you know, going through this process. He, like I said, wanted to be buried on the property, you know, had to have a surgery that we all thought was going to be relatively routine, and unfortunately passed before he could do this process himself. Chose this portion of the farm because, partially because of where it's located. It's near the house that's on the property that I currently live in. The area, if I guess I can go, you know, there is actually an existing fence around that 0.77 acres plus or minus, and I spoke with Mr. Lank previously, and he had said that, you know, if I did get a cemetery, it may be required to put a fence, so I chose that area because there is actually an existing fence around it. The property is, you know, was my father's, it's now mine. I have two children, and my wish is for it to stay in the family through their generation, then possibly even further. Would like to take steps, you know, to preserve it. Do not plan on selling it and never want to sell it, you know, so I don't want it ever to be developed. And it would be my wish when the day comes, I would like to be buried there as well, along with possibly my brother and his wife and my wife and maybe my children and then subsequent generations.
Okay.
Any questions, folks?
We'll see if there are any questions. We'll start with Mrs. Hoey Stevenson.
Okay, well, you've answered a lot of them. It's like, who was going to be there and how many sites were you thinking? So it's just, okay. Do you have, other than just owning the land, do you have a maintenance plan for perpetuity?
I spoke with Mr. Parsons of the Delaware Cemetery Board back when we actually had a meeting with Mr. Mike. And I know that, you know, there's a fee that is paid to the cemetery board with cemeteries. And at that time, it was discussed the possibility of setting up an account that would, for perpetuity, and I would be willing to do that.
Okay. Wait a minute, sorry, I'm the wrong one. I was like, wait, that doesn't make sense. And it would be only for your family. You wouldn't open this up to other.
I know my aunts and uncles are here, and at one family gathering, I believe my father mentioned the possibility of them as well. You know, that would be their wish. I don't know. You know.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you weren't trying to open up a business.
Sell sites or not make a business out of it. And like I said, I mean, my house is right there, and the property in question is right next to it. I certainly don't want a cemetery other than family members next to me.
So. Fair enough. Okay, that was all the questions I had, other than where did you get the kangaroo in your front yard?
Actually, there used to be golf down in Rehoboth, where IHOP is now, and it came from there. Someone bought it, and somehow in my father's travels, he ran across it and a fiberglass.
I know how he got it.
We don't want to know that story.
The after class.
As far as I know, he bought it.
We'll leave it there.
We'll go with that story.
As his lawyer, he bought it.
Yeah.
That was all my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Wheaton.
Not a one.
And I'm not going to follow that up with any questions either. Ms. Wallace? Ms. White?
No questions.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None, thanks.
Okay, if you want to take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here like to speak in favor of conditional use 2094 Robert Downs? Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2094 Robert Downs? Seeing no one rise, anyone else have any questions? Seeing none, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening, or you may call the office in the morning and see if we make a decision. Our next public hearing is